Halacha Aleph. Asher l'shiyach de'merva min arayos, you're not allowed to be alone with any of the forbidden relationships, bein zakena ben yalda, whether it's an old woman or a young one, shedavar zeh gam legalas erva, this causes an illicit sexual relationship. Chutz mi ha'emim benar for avim bito, for balam im ishto nida. The exceptions are, a mother may be with her son, a father with his daughter, and a husband with his wife, even though she's a nida. A groom whose wife became a nida before he had intercourse with her may not be alone with her. She must sleep among the women and he among the men. If he had the first intercourse with her and then she became a nida, then he can be alone with her. Because we're not afraid at that point that he may illicitly have a relationship with her. He had it once already, and he'll wait till she's purified, as he should. We do not distrust Jews and suspect them of homosexuality or bestiality. Therefore, there is no prohibition of being alone with a man or an animal. If one keeps far away from yichud, from being alone with a male or an animal, that is praiseworthy. There were great sages who kept far from animals so that they should not be alone with them. The prohibition of being alone with the people who are forbidden relationships is a tradition that's handed down from Moshe. Gimel Gesherim Maisa Amnon V'Tamar, when the incident with Amnon and Tamar took place, where Amnon raped Tamar, because David of Beis Din al Yichud Pnuya, David and his Beis Din decreed that you can't even be alone with a unmarried woman. Vapishe Eina Erva, even though there is it is not a prohibited relationship. V'chal Yichud Arayos, it is included in the prohibition about being alone with Arayos. Shammai v'Hillel gazu al yichud goyim. Sham and Hillel made a decree against being alone with non-Jews. Nimtza kol misyachdim isha shiotz l'siyachdim aben Yisraelis ben goya. Whoever makes himself be alone with a woman with whom he is forbidden to be alone with, whether she is Jewish or non-Jewish, makan shnei makas mardus who ish v'isha machrizin aleim. You flog both of them by rabbinic law, the man and the woman, and you publicly announce that they did this and that they sinned by being alone. The exception is if a man is alone with a married woman, even though he's not allowed to be alone with her, if they were alone, you do not flog, because you don't want to start a rumor that she committed adultery, thus causing a rumor that the children are illegitimate, so you don't want to do that. Any woman with whom it is forbidden to be alone with, if his wife, the man's wife, is with him, then it is permitted to be with the other woman. Because his wife guards him, makes sure he doesn't do anything wrong. However, a Jewish woman should not be alone with a non-Jewish man, even if his wife is with him. Because the wife of the non-Jew doesn't guard him, and they would not be ashamed to have intercourse with a Jewish woman. You do not give a Jewish child to a non-Jew to teach him book learning or trade, because they're all suspect of homosexuality. You do not put an animal in the inn of non-Jews. Even male animals by males or females by females, because we're afraid of some illicit type of thing. You do not give an animal or a wild beast or a bird to a non-Jewish shepherd. Even males to a male non-Jew and females to a female non-Jew. Because we suspect all of them of having intercourse with animals. And we've already explained that a non-Jew is forbidden to have intercourse with a male, or that is, homosexuality is forbidden, or to have bestiality with an animal. And now the Torah says, "If you will see the Mishnah, do not put a stumbling block before the blind." So you do not want to aid and abet their committing these sins. Why can't you give a female animal to a female non-Jew? Because all of them have a presumption of illicit intercourse. And when the man who's going to come to sleep with this non-Jewish woman, he won't find her and he'll find the animal instead. Perhaps even if he finds her, he will lay with the animal. One woman shouldn't be alone with even many men unless the wives of one of the men is there. Similarly, a man should not be alone even with many women. If you have many women and many men, then you're not afraid of yichud. That's okay. If there were men outside and women inside, or the men inside and the women outside, and one woman went among the men, or one man among the women, asur mishum yichud, is still forbidden because of yichud. Even a man whose line of work is with women is still not allowed to be alone with women. What should he do? He should either work with them when his wife accompanies him, or he should get another job and not work with them at all. You are allowed to be alone with two sisters-in-law, Om state saros, or with two wives who are co-wives, Omisha v'chamos, or with a woman and her mother-in-law, Omisha uvas baila, or a woman and her stepdaughter, her husband's daughter, Omisha uvas chamoso, or with a woman and her sister-in-law, that is her mother-in-law's daughter, Neshesonazo azovin machapazozo, because they dislike one another and they will not cover up for one another. So each one is afraid to have intercourse with a man because the other one will make her trouble. Similarly, you are allowed to be with a woman who has with her a small girl who knows about intercourse but who would not allow herself for anyone to have intercourse with her. There, because a woman would then not have intercourse in the presence of this girl, since the girl herself would not allow it, and she would go tell others about what the woman did. A girl less than 3 years old, or a boy under 9 years old, it is permitted to be alone with them. Because the prohibition is only a woman who is fit for intercourse, which is 3 and up, and a man who is fit for intercourse, which is 9 and up. Yidalef androgynous and mesiachnim anoshim, and androgynous, some individual with both sets of sexual organs, may not be alone with women. If he was alone with them, you do not flog him, because there's a question, maybe he's considered a woman. Avaloish mesiachnim androgynous v'matumtum. But a man may be alone with an androgynous and with a tumtum is someone of undifferentiated sexual nature. The reason for this is that a man is not tempted to have intercourse with this type of individual whose sexual status is under question. If a woman's husband was in the city, she doesn't have to worry about being alone with a man. Because she's afraid of her husband, and we're not afraid that any wrongdoing will take place. Maisa Gaspa, if this person was very familiar with her, like, for example, she grew up with him, or she was his relative, then he may not be alone with her, even if her husband is in the city. Anyone who is alone with a woman, but the door is open to the street, and then it isn't prohibited. The yichud is not prohibited. If a man is not married, you shouldn't teach children. Because the mothers of the children come to the school where they're learning, and he's going to be attracted by the women. A woman should not teach children, because their fathers come for the sake of their sons, and they'll be alone with her. Said before that a teacher, if he's not married, cannot be a teacher. So he's saying his teacher does not have to be with him, his wife does not have to be with him in school. It's okay if she's in the house and he teaches in the place that he's teaching. The sages instituted the women should converse with one another in the bathroom, so that no man should enter there. They should hear that there's women there, and the men shouldn't violate yichud by going there. You do not appoint a person, even a kosher, reliable person, to be a guard in a courtyard where there are women, even though he's standing outside. No one is responsible for the attraction to forbidden relationships, and we can't trust him. A man is not supposed to appoint this kind of manager over his house so that he encourages his wife to sin. A sage is not allowed to dwell in a courtyard where a widow lives, even though he's never alone with her, because of suspicion, unless his wife is with him. A widow is not allowed to raise a dog because of suspicion. A woman may not buy manservants, even minors, again because of suspicion. You do not interpret the secrets, that is to say, the subtle meanings of the laws of forbidden sexual relationships, with three people, three students. One is involved in the question of the rabbi, and the other two are having a dialogue, a discussion amongst themselves. They don't hear properly what the rabbi is saying. What's wrong with that? Because a person's mind is attracted to forbidden relationships. If he has a doubt as to what he heard, he'll say that you should be lenient. Therefore, you interpret only for two people. So the one who's listening should turn his attention and hear exactly what the rabbi is saying. The hardest thing in the Torah for people to separate themselves from is these forbidden sexual relationships. When the Jews were commanded about forbidden relationships, they cried and they accepted this mitzvah with complaints and tears. It says, crying for their families concerning the matters of family laws. The sages said that stealing and illicit sex, people desire, the people are attracted to. You never find a congregation in any time that doesn't have people who are engaged in illicit relationships. But the sages said, most people violate some kind of stealing. Some people, a minority, do forbidden sexual relationships. And everyone does the dust of slander. A person should subdue his evil impulse, train himself in extra holiness and good thoughts and good character to save himself from these things. Keep away from being alone with a woman, because that's a great cause. Great sages used to say to their students, be careful of me because of my daughter. Be careful of me because of my daughter-in-law. In other words, they were telling the students to watch me, that I don't do anything wrong with my daughter or daughter-in-law, to teach the students not to be embarrassed, to keep away. They should keep far away from being alone with a woman. He should also keep far away from fooling around, from intoxication, from lustful things. These are big causes, and they're the steps for forbidden relationships. You shouldn't sit without a wife, because having a wife causes a lot of purity. Gedolim Mikol Zeh Samar, the greatest of all the sages, says, Yafna Atzma Machshavta Divrei Torah V'Yachav Da'ata B'Chochma. Turn himself and his mind to Torah and widen his knowledge with wisdom. Shemachshavas Harais Misgaberas Obleif Panim Min HaChochma. Thoughts of illicit relationships are strong only in hearts empty of wisdom. B'Chochma Omer, concerning wisdom, it says, Ayelas Ahavim V'Yelas Chein Dadachi Yeravucha B'Chaleis Bavasa Tishke Tomid. The Torah is like a deer or a gazelle of love and grace. Her breasts will satisfy you all of the time, and you'll always be thinking of the love of Torah. That is the end of the laws of Isur Abiyah with heaven's help. The Rabbi disagrees with what the Rambam said previously, that a sage shouldn't live in a courtyard with a widow. He says, Hibras Amidosov, that's too extreme. Shlomo Chacham Meloshol Yisachsen Ima. What the sages forbid is for him to be in an inn with the widow, but to live in the same courtyard is permitted. The Rambam obviously feels it's worse to live in the same courtyard.